Welcome back to Winning the Game, Wilhelm Hast here. There is so many opportunities we could act on as leaders every week. There is an abundant amount of opportunity that would make sense and be productive and would move things forward. How do we choose? What do we give priority to? And how do we get out of this sense of being distracted and rushed and pushed all the time? It is simple to have clear focus during the week and feel a sense of accomplishment every week. If you don't learn to prioritize like that, you will find yourself constantly stopping and wondering what to choose to do next. You will feel stressed, of course, but also distracted and disturbed, and rarely feel really satisfied in your week because you're constantly trying to figure out what to do next. One activity per week is the number of priorities I recommend you set for your week. I don't know how that sounds to you, but it really works. If you pick one and only one priority, the main priority for the week, that is a non-urgent thing. That's the key. It is impactful, but isn't urgent. You break it down into maximum four smaller activities, and you will start to see what happens when you complete one outcome per week that is non-urgent but highly impactful. You will experience a sense of accomplishment. You will experience acting on the strategically sound activities. You will get things done more and more way before the deadlines you need to accomplish them. You will start to get more confident. And the frustration of not having time to act on things one week, you know, in next or 2 weeks out, you will give time to that thing and make a big leap on something that's still not urgent yet, but you do it in good time before deadlines. One activity per week that's not urgent, build that into your weekly planning session, and you will notice how freedom starts to occur, satisfaction starts to occur, and a sense of being in control starts to grow on you. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next episode.